Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Babecast. My name is Megan. Thank you so much for listening. Ladies, if you've ever had serious issues decorating your home or you just feel very uncomfortable with all the crap you have laying around, you're definitely going to want to listen up to this episode. It's super exciting. I have our first ever interior stylist on Babecast, and she gives us some tips and she tells us a little bit about her business and what happens when she goes into other people's houses and says, all of that stuff sucks, and here, let me help you. Just kidding, she doesn't do that, but she might be thinking it sometimes. I know I personally struggle with wanting my apartment to look really cute and not being able to afford the things that I want or just not being able to utilize the space that I have properly. So this is gonna help you out. I would like to welcome to Babecast from House of M Design, Madeline. Already, by the way, so you're good. Okay. Get excited. Madeline DeMolay. Did I say it right?
You did. Yes.
Yes. Score. That's a win for me. Okay, so you are an interior stylist.
Mm-hmm.
Is an interior stylist and an interior designer the same thing?
I feel the difference is an interior designer is more, they start from a blank slate completely. I feel like I'm good at styling what you already have and then kind of figuring out what you need, what you're missing, put pieces together.
Got it. So House of M Design is your company.
Yes.
So I first discovered you from Kelly Martucci because I saw, well, her and I are friends and we've worked together, and she was actually the first person ever to be on this podcast.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I think
she's really sweet.
Yeah, she's awesome. So I saw all her pictures of you, and then I kind of stalked you a little bit, and I was like, hey, this is a really cool company. Like, I haven't talked to anybody who's done anything interior-wise yet, so this is something new for the podcast. That was your house that those photos were in?
Yes, that's I just recently moved about a year ago, and that's the house I just redid.
Really? It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. I was like, oh my gosh, is this real? This is Pinterest dreams right here. Your kitchen? Holy crap. It's amazing.
The ceilings make it look way more gigantic than it actually is, but that's my favorite part of it. But I was living in Jack's Beach, and so my former house is an original, almost 100-year-old beach cottage.
Oh, nice.
And so I redid that and then ended up moving for my son for school district.
Okay.
So I still have the other house, and I'm doing Airbnb and kind of making it like a boutique Airbnb
rental. Oh, that's awesome. That's really smart, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So where is your current place?
It's down off Palm Valley.
I don't really know where that is.
St. John's County.
St. John's County. Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. So where are you from?
Originally North Carolina, and then grew up in Colorado.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how long have you been in Jacksonville?
This time around, my mom's from here. So I ended up in high school here, and then...
So you've been here for a while.
Well, I went to college and moved to California, did that whole thing, and then I've been here for probably 8 years now, going on 10, maybe.
Where'd you go to school?
The Academy of Art in San Francisco.
Oh, really? Okay. So did you go to school for this?
No. I went for photography and fashion design, and then it kind of took the fun out of it.
Really?
Yeah. I got a little burnt out.
Was it really businessy, or how was it?
It was just, I don't know. The teachers were also working teachers, and there was an aspect that they were annoyed that they were teaching. So,
really?
Like, sometimes they weren't, like, there all the time, and it just seemed like
so they had other jobs besides to teach. Okay.
It wasn't feeling like I was learning anything new.
That seems like an expensive school to go to, though.
That's where, I was like, I learned way more on my own than...
That's usually the way it goes, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So you went for photography, and then you kind of realized that wasn't what you were into?
Yeah, and I ended up studying alternative medicine for a while, and then... Everything just kind of, why are you making noises? You're interrupting my interview.
She has her 11-year-old son, Gray, in here, you guys. And he's really cute. He's on summer, so he's really excited. He can't keep quiet.
It just kind of happened. I've always done interior design. My mom, I think I drove her crazy.
Oh, really?
Changing my room all the time. She'd like come upstairs and I would have disassembled my Murphy beds myself and like make them into something new. So... And I got into branding. I was doing branding for a while. I don't know. It just happened fluidly.
That's awesome. Okay, so what's your favorite thing to do around here? I know you have Gray, so you're a mom.
I'm a mom.
What's your favorite thing to do around town or favorite place to go?
Besides napping.
besides napping. Yeah. You and I are on the same page with that one. I could literally sleep 12 hours.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I just like doing the normal stuff, really. If we go out, I love Caps. That's like my favorite place to go for dinner.
Okay, I've never been there.
Seriously?
Yeah, I swear. I've never been, but I heard it's awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
And, pretty.
Well, they lost their dock because of the hurricane.
Oh, really?
But they redid the inside now, and it's amazing.
Oh, okay. I've got to check it out.
Oh, my gosh.
I drive down past it when I go to St. Augustine. Are you pretty close to there?
Yeah.
You live pretty close? Okay, because mm-hmm. It's kind of far for me. I live in Jacks Beach, but it's not that far, but the only time I go down there is if I'm like going to St. Augustine, but I always pass it. I'm like, I always mean to go there, but that's cool.
It's awesome.
Okay. So that's your favorite place to go out to dinner?
I would say so, for like ambiance and everything.
Yeah.
Especially their new stuff. It's cool.
I got to check it out. So obviously you weren't into, or you weren't sure about interior design. It just kind of happened for you.
I've always done it. I mean,
it's just been a passion. I have a friend like that too, where she didn't like go to school for it or anything, but she's just very like into it, and she kind of gets the visual of it. See, with me, I love picking out things that I like, and like I go to Target a lot. Like, I buy so much stuff from there, but I'm really bad at putting it together. What I end up doing is kind of buying things that are all the same.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
That's like a typical issue.
Is it? Okay.
But we all have that. It's kind of like I have that case of, you know, the cobbler has no shoes when it comes to my own like website, but I'm so good with other people being like the editor. But I think we get stuck in like our comfort zone. And so we keep gravitating towards the same things. And then when you have so much stuff happening in your house, like if everything's important, nothing is kind of deal. So once you edit it down, then you're like, oh wait, no, I already have this. Like, you'll see it when you're out, you'll see what you're missing, and then you kind of stop buying things repeatedly.
Right. I'm bad at that. Like, I'll keep buying like furry pillows, or I'll keep buying like Moroccan looking pillows, and they I end up like having all the same thing, and I'm like, okay, well, this is clashing now.
Yeah.
So I'm really bad at that. So I think it's cool what you do, because I'm sure a lot of people experience the same thing.
Yep.
Do you do houses, or you only houses, or would you do an apartment or a condo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anything. I think that's also like the difference of styling work. You know, I don't charge by pieces that we source. That's what a lot of interior designers do. It's more like by projects. I have friends, you know, from their first apartment in New York to getting married or having babies, or moms of moms, and on it goes. So there's everyone.
I just live in a condo right now. But same thing for me. I'm like, well, I'm going to move into a house eventually, and I don't want to get too expensive furniture that I'm not going to be able to use in like a bigger space and problems like that. You know what I'm saying?
If you think of it like your outfits, where you have like your staple workhorse pieces, like you're going to invest in like the really nice pair of shoes or like booties that you like. That'd be like your couch that you take with you.
Right.
But for things like curtains or pillows, it'll probably change with trends or like what you're gravitating towards.
Yeah, exactly.
Go like the cheaper route for that stuff.
Yeah.
But so then you can kind of piece things together. So then as you know, you're growing into a different space. You're not wasting money.
That's what I do.
$500 on trendy pillows versus you were already, you know, fraction there for like a super nice couch.
Right. And that's what I do. I literally waste it on all the trendy things, and I don't buy anything nice.
I have
this problem. I need you in my life.
That's what happens. But that's the fun part. Like when you see, I don't know, it's kind of like if we went shopping together, how it's like training you to see that as well, like within your own stuff. And then so for me, it's super awesome to help people with their spaces, like make it more intentional versus instant.
Right.
And then be able to see you like get that and have it click. So then like you just get it when you're out shopping.
And then it helps you in the future.
Yeah.
So if somebody discovers your site and they're like, oh my gosh, I need an interior stylist in my life. Like, I just need some help. Explain the process that it is that somebody goes through. I know everybody's different. Obviously, everybody needs different things. But like, can you give an example of a client coming to you and saying, okay, I need your help? Like, what do they have to do?
You know, it all depends on the person. It can be the whole house. It can be a room that they're struggling with. But usually I just do an assessment, whether that's just talking about it. I have a few different packages where for different levels of, you know, your budget, where I can do just like an inspirational mood board down to like a specific like actual shopping list that you would like click through and buy. And I never even step foot in your place.
But how do you get all the measurements and stuff? They have to send them to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But everything's pretty basic. I mean, you know, you normally have like a rug for grounding, seating.
Right.
Just like
everybody needs the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the decor is kind of hard too, because I mean, I guess if they're sending you the space, mm-hmm. you can figure it out. But they have to send you pictures and stuff too.
Yeah,
is that how that works?
Current stuff.
Okay.
But normally, whoever has, it's like you have the same style as me. That's why you gravitate towards my design.
Right.
So it's pretty easy. Usually that okay. vibes really well.
So they see your, you know, website and they're like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, she kind of has the same vibe as me. Well, that's how I figured you out from Kelly when I saw your pictures. I was like, oh, her house is like dream house. Like that's
Thanks.
So pretty. And that's kind of, I mean, similar style. Like I probably have a kitchen that's like yours, repinned on my Pinterest board like 5 million times with
white,
the gold,
white,
brass. with the brass. Yeah, I'm obsessed. I love it. It's so awesome. So do you ever go to people's houses or is it just
yes.
all online?
Nope. I have an in-person like option too, where then I would come and do like an actual assessment. And just figuring out like the needs and of the client and what could help them in their space. I'm like Rain Man when it comes to design because I'll just see it and I'm like, okay, and I can just tell.
That's great though. That's how you know you're like meant to do that. Great.
I like dream about design.
But see, and I don't think like that. I think it is. It really is like an art. It's like you have to.
It is.
You're really like, you have to see it. I don't know. I don't see it. Like I know what I like, but I just like have a hard time like putting it all together.
I think a lot of people struggle with that.
And yeah.
It's, I don't know why it's so hard in houses for some people, but it's just the same extension of yourself. I feel like people get very specific like with an office design. But then like, I don't know, maybe if you're in your house all the time, you just kind of ignore stuff. Or
but
you have that room where you start piling everything.
Yeah, that. And then
we all have it.
Do you ever get like, I mean, you personally, do you get sick of your stuff? Like I'll go through phases. I'm like, okay, I hate these pillows now. And I like loved them at first. Like
yes.
I always am changing things because I
yes.
just get like over it and sick of it.
I think when, this is the part that my friends love and hate about me. I'm a really good editor and I make you like really get down to like the bare minimums, but you almost have to strip all that stuff away. And then you realize, oh, my space is clean and it feels awesome. And
yes.
therefore you don't really care about spending money on the pillows.
Right.
So you don't. So you don't get, it like stops the perpetual like instant.
But you don't need all that. Yeah, like
right.
you feel like claustrophobic when there's too mm-hmm. I feel, okay, I can't speak for everybody else,
I
but that's.
I hate a throw pillow.
You do?
I do.
Really?
I don't like needless. Like, what's the point? Like, I'd rather go buy a cool jacket.
Do you just put like on your couch at home, do you just have like a blanket or anything? Or do you?
I have two pillows.
You have throw pillows. You said you didn't like them and you have them.
I have two on the couch.
Okay.
I have two on the couch. None on the bed.
None at all?
Just my regular pillows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. I was like, how do you sleep on a flat bed? That's terrible.
I sleep on the ground.
Okay, so have you ever had any experience with any, obviously you don't have to call them out, but have you had any difficult clients?
Yes.
Or how about somebody who is just like the worst taste ever and like they want this like something that's so ugly? Like what? How do you deal with that?
Well,
sorry.
I usually tell them in a nice way.
Sorry, go ahead. I don't know.
You're very important around here.
No one ever calls me. And when they do, I get so annoyed. I'm like, text me.
I try and do it in a way of like, okay, well, is this working for you or not? Like, are you gaining something or is it taking away? But it's interesting because people have such a hard time. Like, it's that nostalgic part of it. But it's like, well, why? I mean, if you're keeping 10 piles of magazines, like, you're never going to read them if you haven't read
right.
them yet.
Have you had anybody that's kind of given you a hard time about your opinion?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's difficult at times. I didn't realize that aspect of it, especially like the emotional side of things, but it gets
But
very
if they're
difficult.
Coming to you for your expertise,
I know, but when
opinion,
I'm standing next to them and we're bagging up their old stuff and they're like, but I need this. It's like, do you? Because you haven't, you didn't even know it was here.
Yeah.
But it's hard for, it's just like, it's growing pains. It's the same in your house and your stuff. It's like, you don't, it's just the memory that's attached to a lot of stuff. But then that's where you realize how stuff really does hold energy. So it's like, why are you holding on to this old stuff if it's not like serving you any longer? Purge it, like make space, and then.
But it's definitely one of those things that you don't even realize that you have it until you find it.
Yeah.
Too. So, I mean, and I know I'm guilty of that too. Like, I'm not saying I'm not, but it's definitely the. I'll find it, be like, oh my God, I forgot about this. And then I'm like, I can't throw this away. But there's no reason why, because I haven't seen it for 2 years. It's been under my bed, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know why. I don't know why we do
stagnant.
That.
It's just stagnant energy just sitting there, you know?
Right. Do you have any examples of, like, situations that you've had to been, like, has it been, like, bad?
I've had a few big projects, yeah.
Like, explosion? Like, argument fights? Or just kind of, okay.
No.
That's good.
Luckily, I try and just... I understand that it's difficult, so I try and be as nice about it and sweet as possible and, like, understanding. Because normally, if someone's really stressed, I'll be like, okay, well, let's just move this into this section and we're going to come back to it. And once you just get it out of the room, then they kind of come to the conclusion they don't need it. They're like, oh, yeah, I don't need that. So I'm like, okay. But you kind of just, you know, let's just put it in the garage for now.
It's like going through your clothes where you're like, I haven't worn this in a year. And then you're like, but I wore it this one time. And I mean, that's the only thing I can compare it to, because I don't really like have that nice of furniture or anything. But
right.
But it's kind of the same idea. It's like you don't really need it.
But it ends up being a lot of going through someone's just stuff.
Yeah. Is that awkward?
It's like organizing someone.
Is it ever awkward with like going through their stuff or going?
We can't talk about that. There's a child in the room.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Okay. So you're working with this person and then... Do you make a list of things that you suggest for them to get?
Yes.
Okay. Do you find it for them or do you say this is what you should get?
It depends on how hands-on the person wants to be. Because, you know, some people are like, oh, just give me some ideas and I'll know what I'm looking for. Or someone's like, just do it. Like, just make it happen.
Yeah.
So
okay. So it depends.
It really depends on the person all the time. There's no like one cut and dry method.
That's cool. It's cool that you do... All the different types of ways, though, because, I mean, obviously everybody's different.
Right. It's like a 360 view on the person.
Right. Yeah. So what are some of your favorite furniture stores to recommend to people or to shop at?
Well, it depends. Like, locally, I love J. Turner. That's down in Ponte Vedra.
Okay.
A lot of the big pieces in my house are from them because they have, like, they just source incredible pieces of wood from, like, Indonesia and bring them over.
So oh, that's awesome.
If I'm investing in something.
Where is that? I've never heard of that before.
It's in the Villages of Sawgrass, like right
okay,
there.
Okay, cool.
I usually stop in there first because their stuff just feels so like soulful and it has a story.
Yeah.
But I love,
and
you
unique,
know.
So it's like you feel like it's not everybody has it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it feels like, yeah, like there's a energy about it that's cool. And I still get basic things all the time from like West Elm or Pottery Barn. They have like great just... your go-to stops.
Right.
But I try and do a local spin on most of my designs if possible.
You do, okay.
But it just depends on budget, too.
But that's what I was going to say, is sometimes that can be a little bit pricey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even West Elm, like, I could walk in there and I want to die because I love everything in there, but maybe I can afford a candle in there, you know? So it's like...
But see, then you could get the candle, and then you could Craigslist, you know, the entertainment center, and then paint it and change the hardware.
Okay, and that's something that I hate doing more than anything, is painting and working. I just want it to, like, be there.
Yeah.
I know it's bad to say, but it's so true.
It's true.
And I have friends who are so into like recreating this, repurposing this furniture, and it's the last thing I want to do. I don't want to build it. I want it to just be delivered, and I want
ready.
Yeah, I know it sounds super lazy, but it's
I mean, there's different
truth.
People like they want to put that like sweat equity into it versus like, oh, just let it be here. Let me pour my wine and enjoy it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what if somebody's like, hey, look, I don't have, like, I'm on this just graduated college budget, but I want to have like a cute looking house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you recommend, you know, Home Goods?
Oh yeah.
Target.
Everywhere.
Okay.
I mean,
so
not
you
even one place, like I get stuff from all over.
Yeah. What about IKEA? Are you into it?
I feel like IKEA is great.
Dangerous.
For placeholders.
Okay.
Like, let's say you're looking for your entertainment center, but you haven't found it yet, but like the IKEA piece that you spend $200 on, like, could be a placeholder for a year.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to be permanent, but at least you have something there. If you can get it as close to the dimensions as possible, then it gives you a better visual idea in your space of like exactly what you're looking for.
So to like save up for that dream piece that you probably really want just to have in the meantime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just being like,
I've never been to IKEA. I know we're getting one soon.
I've been saying that for a while, though.
Like where they're building at the town center. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, and that's not where it's going.
I thought it was going down.
Is it?
No?
I thought I knew for a second, and then I was like, wait, I have no idea. Okay, so where do you draw, even if somebody has a different style than you and they're trying to push you in a different direction or whatever, where do you draw your inspirations from? Like, how do you come up with these things in your head that are just like, this would be perfect there? Like, how? Where does it come from?
I don't know. It comes from all over, really. I mean, I could just see something and it reminds me of someone's house, or a lot of times, like if it's a house, you know, the style of the house, no matter what, is going to dictate some of the design. It's like, for instance, my new house is totally different than my beach house.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, at first, like my new house, I thought that I was going to do sliding barn doors in where my bathroom is. And then like the longer I stay there, I'm like, oh, this does not go
right
with the house. So there's elements of that where,
like the structure of it and
yeah,
everything.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
But otherwise, it's really depending on like the person. I don't know. You can translate like your outfit, for instance, right now.
Right.
You know, you could do a white couch and a black pillow, or like you're very like graphic where you have like one big patterned thing and it's
right,
balanced with like some plain stuff around it. People's outfits are always like a good
Do you
go-to.
Feel like that about you? Like, do you feel like you're just
it.
As stylish with your the way you like get dressed as you are with your
well, no,
interior?
I feel like I'm pretty boring.
You're like, I only have so much energy to put towards
but
one thing.
I try and do things where I'm all about like the capsule collections right now. Do you know what those are?
No.
Okay. So like in your wardrobe, a capsule wardrobe is like you have X number of pieces per season. And like, that's it. Like, I love the challenge.
Okay.
Like, that's it. But everything kind of mixes and matches together.
Right.
So you don't have to overthink it. But same with like your house. You have like your minimal few things.
I like that,
that
too.
Mm-hmm.
But I like make it more complicated than it needs to be, though. Like, I understand what you're saying. And I like that. But I'm always like, but what about this one obnoxious thing that I'm probably never going to wear that
right,
I need right this moment? I feel like I do
that. That's the difference where you're like, and then you just realize, you're like, okay, I don't really need that.
Right.
But I mean, a house is the same way as far as the furniture. And then I always think of lighting as like earrings. Like I gravitate towards brass or like make that a little bit unexpected.
I love that. Where do you get your lighting stuff from? Same kind of places?
Yeah. A friend of mine, I order some stuff with her from like Visual Comfort. They're a big like back end brand. But there's certain designers like Kelly Wurstler. Oh, I love her. Like her lighting is incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm still
probably
like
so expensive though.
For my dining light.
Yeah. See?
But then once I get it, like I'm just going to stare at it and be like, oh.
Well, and you don't
so
realize how much of a difference those type of things make.
Yeah.
Like if I replace the hideous 70s ceiling fan that's in my condo right
yeah,
now, it would make like a huge difference, but I don't own that place, so I just don't care.
Right.
You know, I feel like if you don't own it, you don't put as much effort into it as you would if it was yours.
Well, that's why you have to think of like the stuff you're going to take with you.
So that's what you would give advice to people who are renting right now, that
yes,
or maybe in a smaller space, that
mm-hmm,
you know, just focus on the bigger things, kind of like.
And I've done that too. Like a girlfriend of mine, we were at Home Goods this one day, and there's just this console table that I'm like, this is so you. And I'm like, you know, we loaded up my car and we got that and like two or three other things, and it transformed her whole living room like in that afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't even realize like how much one little thing can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to come over to my apartment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously, I need some help.
It's fun. I mean, it's really fun for me. I love the end result, and I love seeing the spark that happens for the person after that. They're just like, this is awesome. You know, because sometimes people like dread. They're like, oh, like you get home, you're so tired. You didn't do your laundry. You didn't do the dishes. Like, you know, and people kind of ignore their space.
Right.
But when it's like when you go on vacation and you're in a hotel room and you're like, oh, this is so great.
Yeah, it's like clean.
I mean,
and it feels nice.
Definitely feel like that.
I know. And mine totally doesn't. But also it's hard too. Like, I feel like I care way more about it than my boyfriend does. Like,
mm-hmm,
we live together, and like he couldn't care less. Like I'm like, look at this new, whatever I got, and he's just like, that's cool.
I think that's, you think that at first, but when it's like he can walk into it and live in it in a, like, a different way where he's like, oh, this is cool. Like,
yeah.
Suddenly, like, you know, you kind of wake up a little bit and you realize, like, oh, like, this does make a difference.
Yeah. But he'll just be like, you don't need that. I'm like, well, you don't need. I mean,
we
only thing
didn't need that.
Only thing we need is the couch. He's like, just need a more comfortable couch. That's all he cares about.
That sounds like a guy.
Yeah, exactly. So are you doing anything else besides this? Is this like your, I mean, this takes up the majority of your time,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just recently did like revamped kind of the vibes of a store down in Jack's Beach.
Oh,
Gypsum
cool.
and Pearl.
Oh, that's like right next to me. That's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just did that.
What, in just inside kind of styling
yeah.
things?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that you could do that for another company that would be interested.
Yes. I've done it a handful of times, but recently that one, I was like, oh, this is so great because you're not dealing with the emotional side a little bit of people's houses.
Right.
So that was fun for me.
And
like
you don't
a
have
good
a ton
change.
To get rid of because they probably...
No, it was just restyling it and then... Brittany, she's going to laugh at me. I was like, okay, well, you've got to get dough bowls. And she's like, if you say dough bowl one more time. But it's like just these amazing wooden bowls. And like I filled them with shells. And like every time I set something on there, the person in the store would pick it up and buy it. It was bizarre.
Really?
She's like, this is crazy. Yeah, but every single time. It's just because it's just shifting things around. And
mind
like being
tricks.
Able to see it. Yeah. It's like it's still the same like visual concept. Like, you know. Same with a store. If like every if your eye can't rest anywhere, you don't see it.
That's really interesting. It's like something that we don't think about that probably we do. We all do.
I know it's hard for me to articulate it versus like I'm great at just showing it.
No, I like see what you mean now.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would never think of that.
I know.
So that's why you're good at what you do. So any advice for somebody who's maybe trying to start their own business? Because I'm sure you've had. So it's not just like you kick it off and it's just all people are calling in.
For me, mine happened really organically. And, you know, it's that whole every experience is like lead. Like, you know, I put it all in my pocket and like we'll reference back to it later. But you just have to keep kind of rebranding yourself. I think that's definitely the hardest part for me. Like, it's so easy for me to edit other people.
Right.
I have to really sit down. And focus on myself. And, like, the best thing I did was for this past year, I hired a business coach to help me get, like,
oh, okay.
really specific and detailed.
Awesome.
Because I kind of wanted to take the branding out of what I was doing. I just didn't love sitting at my desk behind a computer for hours on end.
Right.
Versus, like, helping people, like, tangibly
right.
in their houses. So that was probably, like, the best thing I did for myself.
How do you market your – is it word of mouth or how –
I'm a lot of word of mouth.
Okay.
Again, terrible at doing it for myself. So, like, this is good practice
right.
for me.
No,
I'm just bad at talking about myself. I'm like, I'm going to be like, just come over and have cocktails and like, look at my house. And if you like it, I'll help you. Like,
that's how I would be
way.
Too. Yeah.
Like, I don't really know like how to say it other than that, like showing you. But yeah, I mean, that's really that Instagram. The friend Brittany at Gypset, we're starting like a little newsletter. For kind of like beauty and home. And then we want to do like a women's group together.
Awesome. That's mm-hmm. great. Those are all great ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
community based.
Yes.
Know?
I love it. Okay. More people need to follow you and check out your work because I mean, everything I've seen, your house is a testimony to it. It's like
you.
So pretty.
Thank you.
So where can people check out you on? Do you want people to follow you on Instagram?
They can.
Okay.
Yeah, it's House of M Design.
Okay.
I know it's private right now, but I'm like, you know.
Trying to work up the courage.
Trying to figure out to like take it off of that. I don't know why. I just feel protective, I guess, as a mom too. I don't even post a post a lot, but you know how. I mean,
no, I
like,
get it.
Ugh. I mean, you know, you're on the radio.
Trust me,
so.
I get it. I think I'm just used to it now. I'm like, I don't even look at my Facebook messages because they're all really creepy.
Right. I've had that too where I'm like, I'll just stick with women.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hence the podcast that I started.
Exactly.
Okay, so what about your website if anybody's interested
in
your services?
It's
House of M Design. And then people can go on there and they mm-hmm. can like fill out a little form or how does that
there's
work?
There's a little questionnaire and then usually it's like a 15-minute phone call just kind of seeing where you're at, where your budget's at, what your goals are. It's pretty simple.
Sounds
good. It just gets like scary for some people, but it's easy.
Well, you could see it all on her site, you guys. So go check it out, houseofmdesign.com. Madeline.